Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
What's going down there, Jack and Marcus? What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening is you guys, congratulations. You don't get signed for a second season, you know, if you're not doing something right. What a collab we have. It's Fright Club meets the Ghost Brothers.
Thank you. Yeah, I was pretty excited for season two.
And this is like crossing cultures too, because I know Harvey's from the A. He's hanging out at the barbershops in Atlanta. Jack, you're from rock and roll royalty. You're from the UK. It's like kind of a yin and yang thing going on, but it works, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're Shaq and Kobe. We're the Shaq and Kobe of this Fright Club organization. We out here. We together.
Nice. 1-2 punch. Very nice. Who would be the Shaq? Who would be the Kobe?
I think that's a tough one, because technically I am taller than Marcus.
You are not taller than me, Jack. Your hair is taller than me.
That's about it. But I think I'll be the Shaq. I'm the most dominant force in the paranormal game, and I think that my guy Jack Kobe.
I love the impression there, Harvey. We're joined right now with Jack Osborne and Marcus Harvey. Fright Club, it's on the Travel Channel. It's also on Discovery Plus. They've signed up a new season. 10 episodes coming your way. Whose idea was it to team you guys up, Jack? Like, at what point did somebody approach you? Did somebody approach you, Marcus?
It happened in like a roundabout way of I think mutually we were like, hey, we want to work together. I'd said something to the good folks at Travel, and we just, you know, took a minute for them to kind of figure out, all right, how are we gonna team this crew up, and it just kind of came together.
Yeah, it's a nice team. I watched some episodes from last season. You guys have a lot of chemistry, and at the end of the day, it looks like you guys are having a lot of fun. And that's what translates to the audience. I'm curious, Marcus, what's your strongest evidence that ghosts are real? Like, at what point have you bought into this paranormal stuff?
Oh, man. Case number one, Washington Hotel in Georgia. This place, the Fitzpatrick Hotel in Washington, Georgia. Me, Juwan, and Daly were doing an investigation there. Me and Juwan went to the room that I was going to be staying in for the night. Juwan, of course, unbeknownst to him, didn't even know how to really do what we were supposed to be doing. So he opened a window portal or some type of thing in my room. Later on that night, I was touched by a ghost. I didn't report it.
Where did he touch you?
I do know I was touched by a ghost.
Was it above or below the belt?
show us on the Kendall where he touched you.
Exactly. Where did he touch you?
On the bear. Show me on the bear where it's at. Yeah, right there. That's it. Yeah, that's literally what it was. It was crazy. And then, you know, we've had this last season where we've seen, you know, full body apparitions. Like, we've just seen so many things. We've had doors slam on command. We've had a lot of crazy things. I mean, machines saying our names, you know, and Damon and Juwan are not very easy names to say. You know what I'm saying? So these names are like, we've had a lot of experiences. So, I mean, that joint's real, and I'm one of them brothers who keeps it all the way funky. Like you said, I'm in a barbershop, so I got to keep it all the way real at all times. And yeah, these ghosts out here, they out here ghosting.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
So what is Jack, what does a ghost look like? Is it similar to Casper, the cartoon we remember watching? Is it like Slimer from the Ghostbusters? And when they come, in what form do you visually see ghosts?
You know, the funny thing is, I think everyone kind of sees them differently. It's kind of like, I guess, the only way I've ever been able to describe it is like, for me anyway, I've only ever seen kind of shadows. That's how I see them. I know some people will see things like full on, like, they'll be like, they will be looking at you or me normally. I don't know. It's such a, cause I, the longer I do this and the more investigations I go on, the more I kind of go that it's not, it can't be what we think it is. I think there's a different layer to this that we just don't understand. And whether it's like interdimensional energy popping through or, you know, some kind of environmental toxicity and we're hallucinating and we just don't understand what's causing it. But there is something to this. It can't, not every, you know, since the dawn of man, people have been writing stories about ghosts. So it can't just be, you know, just campfire tales.
Well, the new show, or it's a second season now, so it's not so new anymore. Fright Club, featuring our guest Jack Osborne and the Ghost Brothers. Sometimes you want to say Busters. It's hard to get that out. They return for round two. It's 10 new episodes. They kick off this Thursday, and you can watch it on the Travel Channel. You can also stream it on Discovery Plus. I know there's a lot of technology out there for tracking down these ghosts. Do you know the science? Either one of you, feel free to answer this question, whoever knows more about it. But I've heard there are these ghost detector apps. There's different technology that you can take out to feel the paranormal activity. What is the science behind this technology? How does it work?
Oh, man. I guess it just depends on what you're using. I tend to stray away from apps just because you can program an app. You know, someone, it's just a little too high-tech. I like the more analog stuff. You know, EVPs, like the old school recorder, you know, as analog as you can get, that's where I tend to lean towards.
Very nice. And then Harvey, I want to ask you a question. How do you come across all these videos? I know there's an award given away every single week, but how do you, I don't know if you want to give away your secret with Jack on the phone because you're trying to get that Golden Boo Award. How do you get your content? What's your best source for this ghost stuff?
Well, you're definitely trying to give my strategy away. I'm competitive, and I don't really appreciate that. You know, as the media, I think you should ask more responsible questions because I'm already winning, and I don't want Jack to know how I'm winning so much. But besides that, I would say all of our fans, man, the fans have been amazing. Like they send Jack clips, they send me clips, they send Daylen clips, they send Juwan clips, they send the show clips, and you know, a lot of times we get some great stuff out there. Sometimes, you know, we have to go through the little, you know, the little malarkey. But besides that, man, we have a lot of curious and a lot of, like, fans who actually are paying attention and recording all the time. We've had people who come on our shows who actually call up, you know, UFOs like they're Uber. You know what I'm saying?
Like, some scary
yeah,
stuff.
Wild.
People who rock with us, you know what I'm saying?
You guys had some really cool guests on the show this upcoming season as well. Howie Mandel, Tommy Davidson, you had a gold medal winner on. Of all the guests you had in all the 10 episodes, who do you think was the most freaked out, Jack? Like, who was the pissing their pants? Anyone get really scared on the show? Who's the sissy? That's what I want to know.
You know, the funny thing is, when there's a cliff that's genuinely scary, we all kind of freak out at it. Like, I just remember, like, season one, you know, Marcus was talking about it earlier. When the guy in Florida filmed like this weird, like horse giraffe thing running through his backyard, like that, when we saw that clip, we were just all like freaking out because you can't even explain it.
All right. Well, I'd like to play a quick game before we let you go. Everybody make sure you stream the new season of Fright Club featuring our guest Jack Osborne and the Ghost Brothers. We got my man Marcus Harvey, who is joining us from Atlanta, and they got a big show. Make sure you check out the second season. But I want to play a little game on what's scarier. So I'll name three things maybe. You tell me. We'll start with Jack. Who is scarier when they're mad? Is it your dad, your mom, or one of your sisters? Who's the scariest?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would probably say my dad, because he doesn't get mad very often. But when he does, you know something's gone down.
Next, this will be for you, Marcus. Who's scarier, Freddy or Jason to you? Which one's scarier?
Oh, I'm just going to be honest, Freddie,
yeah.
The reason why is because he played with you in dreams, man.
Hey, man. This is true.
I don't need to have to stay up and have insomnia because you want to play the game. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
And that complexion. That complexion is very scary on Freddie. And that glove he wears with the all those little razor blades, very scary. As for you, Jack, who's scarier, the people in London or the people in Los Angeles? Who's scarier?
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
I definitely LA. COVID was not kind to this city. So this place is kind of, you know, descended into, I think, probably the third ring of hell right now.
I would agree with you. Marcus, what about the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot? Which one is scarier to you?
Definitely Loch Ness Monster, because you can't see it until it gets up on. Bigfoot, hey, he's just trying to kick it in his crib. You know what I'm saying? We're the ones in intruding on him. He's just in the woods, chilling, eating berries and fruit.
Yeah, Bigfoot does seem chill. Wow. And you guys actually make sure you watch the upcoming season because you guys have something to do with Bigfoot and his ass. And that's all I'm going to say. So make sure you watch season two coming up. Bigfoot and his big ass is all you need to know.
Hey, it's Bigfoot big. Got junk.
He does.
He's got the
he
junk
really does.
In the trunk.
What is he going to do with all that junk?
Junk up in that trunk. You know? Yeah. Spin. Come on, man.
Don't miss season two up and coming here on Travel Channel of the show Fright Club. And then I'll ask you this, Jack. Who's likely more real in your mind? Is it the Loch Ness Monster or is it Bigfoot? Who do you think is more likely to be actually real?
I think you're more likely to have an encounter with Bigfoot than you are the Loch Ness Monster. But there's something going on with Bigfoot, whether it's some secret cult of people that, you know, run around the forest in furry costumes or, you know, in interdimensional being. I don't know, but there's something to it.
All right. Well, I'll leave you with this. I appreciate your guys' time. I'm excited to watch the new season on Travel Channel, but I love the way that they've crossed cultures with this particular show. We've got somebody from Atlanta. We've got Jack coming from the rock and roll royalty and coming from London. So I'm thinking there's some cross-culturing going on the set. Would you say there's more rock and roll music being played or hip-hop music being played on the set, if any music is being played?
I would say in the morning, definitely more hip-hop.
And by the end of the day, you might hear a rock song. And what's your favorite hip-hop artist right now, Jack? Like, who are you feeling?
Listen, I'm like totally, I'm a little old school when it comes to hip hop. I'm not necessarily up with the current times.
I'm with you. It's not very good, seems like currently, unfortunately. In some cases.
We put Jack on to people. We let Jack listen to like Currency. We let Jack listen to Larry June and Nas. So, you know, he's starting to become a fan. He's starting to get some. I've been hearing Jack working on his bars lately too, man. So watch out for his mixtape that's coming out after the season finale of Fright Club. So y'all be on the lookout for that too.
I'm hoping for a vibrant SoundCloud rap career. So I'm working on that.
All right, Jack. Well, I look forward to streaming your latest bars. And then, as far as you go, Marcus, have you gotten into any rock and roll? I mean, what's your favorite Ozzy song? Do you have one?
He put me on too, man.
I know, right?
Can you name? I want to hear you name a Ozzy song. Can you even name an Ozzy song?
I can't name an Ozzy song, but I can name a Jack song.
Okay, what's a Jack song?
Popping them ghosts on them things. That's my solo.
That's my new track. You heard it here first.
Track. His single. You know, popping them ghosts on them things. I just know that. I've memorized that album already.
All right, Jack, I think what you need to do on the set is you guys should kick off the morning with some Crazy Train and really get these guys, get them dialed in.
We're working at season three.
All right, later on, fellas. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.